everybody. This is Pastor John and
Marianne,
for our Wellspring midweek message. And I hope that you're being blessed and enjoying this beautiful spring day, getting outside and just not getting stuck too much in everything. God's blessing you with provision. We're just praying all God's blessing on you. It's just been a good time so far this week. And just let's take a little time and get into the Word of God. What I'd like to share today is what I'm calling out of sight and into faith. Out of our sight and into faith. So the passage we're going to look at, we're going to talk about more about resurrection and talk about the power of Jesus' resurrection. But we're going to start in Genesis chapter 23, verse right there in that passage. And Genesis 23, so take your Bibles. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 23. And we're going to look into this passage about Abraham and Sarah. So, you know, Abraham lived a long time, and so did Sarah. And as you know, Abraham did not own any property in the Promised Land. That Jesus, I mean, God led him to Canaan, told him to leave his country, his father, his house, and that God was going to give him some property that he would for eternity. That all of his, you know, his eternal generations upon generations would live there at this place. And so Abraham didn't buy any property at that point, but there came a time when he needed something. He needed some property. So we're going to look here in this passage, and I'm going to start with verse 2. It says here that Sarah died at Kiriath Arba, and that is the Arba, that's translated into Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and said to the Hittites, I am a sojourner and a foreigner among you. Give me property among you for a burying place, so that I may bury my dead out of my sight. Now this is a King James Version says out of my sight, and the English Standard Version also uses this term out of my sight. It's not in the NIV, but it's there in the sense in the Hebrew. So I really, really thought this was a very interesting term for Abraham to say, I want to bury her so she can be out of my sight. And what is it? You know, like today, we have different burying traditions than we used to have just a few generations ago. Nowadays, well, it's been for thousands of years that Christians would take their dead, and they would, you know, take care of them, and they would put them in the ground and have a, you know, well, granite memorial or some kind of memorial, so that there was a place in the ground where the body was put. So Abraham said, look, I need to have this property so that I can bury Sarah. He just didn't, like, leave her body. He didn't burn her body. He wanted to have a piece of property in the Promised Land for her body. And I just think that's really important. I don't know, because like I said, today, people don't associate property and God's land with putting your dead people in. And I kind of want to go over that a little bit, because I feel like there's a precious truth about what the resurrection's all about in this practice that Christians have done, you know, for centuries. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Nowadays, people put more money into the houses they live in, and they don't even think about putting money into a place for your body to be after you die. So, you know, the whole life insurance industry just appeared, you know, came just so that you would have the money set aside so that you could actually bury your beloved people, your beloved husband or wife, children, whatever. You made plans so that, you know, you were actually planning for this. And I feel like our society today, everything is so much on the moment. You know, we have everything's like virtually happening in real time. That it's like our culture, it has made us less and less aware that someday we are going to depart this world, and we're going to have to find a place to put our body. We're just, you know, and just deal with it. So I just really believe that it's really a part of a Christian's discipleship lifestyle to make plans for our departure. We need to make plans for that. I mean, that's just a part of being a good Christian and part of being a disciple of Jesus, that God will provide a place, you know, for us like that. So anyway, I could talk more about that, but I just want to get back here. He said that that he wanted to put her out of sight. He wanted a place to hide her, a place for her to be hidden, a place to be hidden. Now, I'm going to connect this with another scripture that Paul said. Paul said, we walk by faith and not by sight. So I want to put these two scriptures together. Abraham wanted to place Sarah out of the realm of sight and put her in the realm of faith. So by putting Sarah in the ground, he literally was hiding her from his physical sight so that he could be walking by faith, because Abraham is the father of faith. So by putting her in this cave, he did it in faith that she was going to rise from the dead. And he purchased the property because he knew that he was going to inherit this property, because the only way he was going to inherit it was through resurrection. In other words, when she, even though she didn't own any property when she passed, when she was resurrected, that was her property. You know, so by faith, we have to learn to take things of this world and bury them. All right, we bury them so that we can get it out of our sight, out of our mental busyness of the day, our mental preoccupation. You know, we get so caught up in the cares of this life that it chokes the Word of God. And so God wants us to learn how to bury our present sorrows and our present griefs and our present weakness of the flesh, and bury it so that we can actually walk in faith. And you can't walk in faith if you are seeing it with your natural eyes. So Abraham got this cave in a field. And I thought that was interesting too. Why was the scriptures emphasizing the fact that when he bought this property, he just didn't say, I want a cave? In order to get the cave, he had to get the field. He had to purchase the field in order to get the cave. And anytime you see the word field, you think of scriptures like the fields are white unto harvest. But the scripture that came to my mind was the scripture that said that the kingdom of God is like the treasure that's in a field. And so what did the man do? He discovered the treasure, and what did he do? He purchased the field in order to get the treasure. So I just want to suggest something, that the cave that Abraham bought for Sarah was the treasure in the field. Why would it be treasure? Good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why? What is the most valuable thing that Jesus gave us? Was it financial provision? Was it life healed in our body, or freedom, or revelation, or knowledge? What is the greatest thing, that the greatest treasure that we have from Jesus?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. And how do we get eternal life? By resurrection from the dead. How do you get resurrected from the dead? You have to die. You can't live forever unless you die. So the greatest treasure that we have by faith is resurrection. So if the cave in the field to Abraham represented to him resurrection, wouldn't that be the treasure in the field? Do I get an amen on that?
Amen.
See, so for Abraham, that cave represented resurrection. It did not represent death. It was not a reminder to Abraham that she was dead. It was a reminder to Abraham that one day she was going to be resurrected. He was going to be resurrected. But he had to get it out of his sight in order to get it into his faith realm. And God wants us to learn how to get the things of this world out of our sight sometimes. And that puts us into faith. Because we walk by faith and not by
sight.
And when Abraham went to the promised land, right? Did he know where he was going? Did he have sight? No, he didn't know exactly where the land was. He only knew it by revelation of the word of God. And when he came to a place called Shechem, God said, "This is it." When he came to Hebron, Bethel, "This is it. This is your land." And he told Abraham to stand up and look at north, south, east, west. And he said, "This is your land." Abraham saw it by faith. He didn't own it. He didn't have it. So I want to say that the cave is the treasure in the field. Praise God. Isn't that cool? Now, Abraham believed in resurrection.
Yes, he did.
I don't really hear people preach resurrection with Abraham. But I believe that if Abraham's the father of our faith, wouldn't resurrection be the most important thing?
Well, he believed that God was going to raise Isaac.
Exactly. There you go. Preach it, girl. Go on. There's more.
That's in Hebrews.
Yes.
God was going to raise Isaac, so we know he believed in resurrection.
Yes, absolutely.
So by putting Sarah out of his sight,
yes,
he was putting his mourning aside.
Yes.
It's not that he got tired of looking at her.
Right.
But he knew he had hope in the resurrection, and he put his mourning aside so he could go forward in his life in hope of resurrection.
Right. He, in Hebrews chapter 11,
yeah,
it says that Abraham offered up Isaac believing that God was going to raise him from the dead. And, you know, if you look in a lot of your Bible translations, Marianne, where Jesus rebukes the disciples, say on the road to Emmaus, he rebukes them, and then it says he teaches them about his resurrection from the dead. It's all in the scriptures, and they didn't believe it. So then you look at the Bible and you say, where are the scriptures for resurrection from the dead? And they don't give you any. They're all in the New Testament. And I think so many times people don't realize just how much resurrection there is in the Hebrew scriptures. And it's got to start with Abraham if you're going to really deal with faith. And so Abraham believed that Isaac would be raised from the dead. He told his servants, he said, "Stay here with the donkeys, and I and the lad will worship God and come back to you." Well, he already knew that God told him to do what?
Sacrifice
his son. So he knew that Isaac was coming back. So he walked in resurrection faith. He knew that his son was going to die and be resurrected by God. And then likewise with Sarah, the only time Abraham ever purchased property, he purchased it a property only to bury Sarah. And then, of course, that would be his grave as well. Why? Because he knew that someday he would be raised from the dead, Sarah would be raised from the dead, and they would inherit that property. He bought it.
I think it's still there to this
day. It's still there to this day. It's still an honored place for Christians, Jews, and Islamic people. You know, so you've got it, a phenomenal place of a testimony. I'd like to see it someday, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Me too. So anyway, I just wanted to share that one scripture with you. I feel like I just wanted to talk about what that means about be hidden in Christ. When we live a life that is hidden in Christ, it means that we are now walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. God bless you guys. May you walk in faith this time and see how God has prepared a treasure in the field for you. It may be a place of sorrow for just a moment, right? But you're going to have eternal joy. Praise God. God bless you.